East Coast Breakfast.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
And now he is judged on MasterChef South Africa, and he is cooked for actual judges and presidents. Put your hands in the air. He's not a chicken, but he can cook one. He counts them before they hatch. One papuati, he'll cook the batch. One some masala, he'll help you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, from Aldo's, the man who can saute and sear and serve a knockout, it's Chef Katlego, the whisk taker, Mlomo!
I'm blushing.
Aww. Hey, Chef.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. It's always great to have a chef here. But thank you, by the way. He flew in specifically to be with us this morning.
So that's special, man.
Really, really amazing. And every guest that comes in, we've got to do something that's just, you got to do it with us. It's called Quick Fire Questions. So we're going to ask you a quick question and you're going to say the first thing that pops to your mind. Are you ready?
Number one.
Okay.
All right. Just keep in mind, Chef, that I will judge you based on this answer.
Oh, no.
Okay, what is the most underrated vegetable?
Cauliflower.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
That's
fine. Okay, do you ever hit the drive-thru?
Absolutely.
Yes!
Yes! Pineapple belongs on pizza. Is that true or false?
Absolutely not.
Yes!
No way.
No
way. What is wrong with you?
Get
a
lap. Get a lap. Get a lap. That's a crime.
That's like a fact.
Banana?
Quick fire.
Oh, okay. Well, he just said it. What else is a cooking? What's a cooking sin?
Not seasoning your food.
Not
seasoning.
Seasoning.
Your food.
Yeah. Oh. Does salt count as seasoning?
100%.
Okay.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
There's so many, but I have to say a simple lamb chops, ipapa no shati.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. Okay, what's your 3-point plan to eliminate chewing sounds on the TV during testing sessions on MasterChef?
You know, I think make sure there's a lot of hydration.
Yes, one.
small bites,
yes.
Because sometimes it gets a bit overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
And don't go in for the second bite. The first bite needs to tick the box.
Oh, you can't taste it.
You
can't.
Yeah, let me get it right.
So well.
Exactly. It's practicing
fancy.
For days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good advice. Even for at home.
Even at home,
dinner
yeah.
table when eating with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question for you. What is the correct etiquette when a loved one, and again, this never happens for me. This is for
of
other
course.
People.
Yes.
For other people, when a loved one serves food that you don't like.
Honestly speaking, you just have to suck it up, eh? You have to
yeah.
You have to be an actor.
I'm
you have to get a young
if
Grammy.
It's a soup.
No, you have
what
to
about
just...
like constructive criticism?
But what is constructive though?
Yeah.
You literally
it's
saying
so
that
it's so funny. She's asking that if you had to give her that this one.
Is constructive? You're saying,
yes.
I see what you're doing, but
no,
there's no way. So you just have to suck it up.
Suck
maybe
it up.
After.
What is the worst dish someone has ever served you on MasterChef?
I don't know, name and shame anybody, but I mean, myself, Justine, and Zori, we've had our fair share. I think for me, it's undercooked chicken.
Ooh.
Yeah, when it's still a chicken sashimi. I know
I know
for some cultures it's a thing.
What?
But when you cut it
really?
In Japan, yeah. Japan, they actually like breed these special chickens that you can
with no salmonella.
No salmonella.
Yeah, it's insane actually. Yeah, very controversial.
Have you tried that? Have you
No,
eaten
I have not.
There's certain things. I have no uncooked chicken.
What's the craziest dish that you've fried?
The craziest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it also depends what is crazy. You know, some people think if you're having a scorpion, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Or if you're having a frog, it's crazy. So,
have you had those?
Yes, when I spent a bit of time in Southeast Asia. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. In Africa, it's crazy.
So, is there anything out there that you've said, I ain't eating that?
Nah, I think in life, you just have to try something once.
You just go for it.
And if it's not for you, then you don't have to do it again.
You are fearless.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the job. You know what I mean? It'd be a crime not to do that.
Yeah. Again. By the way, you listening right now, you could enter. You could be the next MasterChef contestant. We will ask Katlego in a little while how that works and what you need to ask yourself before you put your name in the hat.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Those very important questions.
Please.
So we want to know from you. You've got a Baba on the way.
Yes.
I saw your gender reveal. It's a boy. Very excited.
Yes.
Does it make you scared? Is there something about it that scares you?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's. First of all, I'm very, very lucky to have an amazing partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been carrying quite a bit of the workload, so to say.
Yeah. All of it.
Yeah. All of it. No, when people say we are pregnant, I'm like. Yeah. So to be honest, very, very scared, but I think more excited. You know, we are at that age now, it's about Dala.
Yeah.
And it's all about leaving a legacy of some sort. And yeah, I mean, the one thing though, my lighty cancer, he wants to be a chef. Please.
Okay.
Be like your mom, be a doctor or a aeronautical engineer.
Oh.
I wanna retire. No.
Yeah.
I want to be in the Bahamas when I'm they must take us to Bahamas, so very, very excited. But I think it's a different type of pressure. You know, in the kitchen it's all about like shouting but you know what I mean? You have to be, and so I think it's definitely gonna reveal another side to me.
So I have to ask you this, right? So now obviously we broadcasters, and the reason I'm asking this is because if the events, Ekai,
yes,
you always have to be the MC for the wedding because you're on radio, you talk to my chief, whatever. Since you're the chef, and I'm taking you back home now.
Yes.
Emaputu, Namnyama.
Yes.
Report at the back there.
With the plastic.
Yeah. Are you there now, or you still haven't got your way in there with your aunt? Because there's always that one aunt.
There is always that one aunt. And sometimes I need to say, mam nan, mam cool, relax.
Relax.
Like, you don't have to, you know, this is my thing now. And I think for me, I really enjoy cooking for my family because I think they're the biggest critics.
Yes.
Just like, as much as guests are there, like, because as you've asked with the question, like, with your family, some of them, there's no, they tell you straight if something didn't tick the box.
Course.
So with my aunties now, I had to say to them, just relax and enjoy having a chef do the things, you know what I mean? Just make sure that the glass of vino is topped up every 30 minutes and let me do my thing.
Mm. Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously you must have eaten in some Michelin star restaurants, yes?
Yes, I mean, once again, very lucky my partner and myself are foodies. I know this word is used every day.
Yeah.
Ate at some amazing restaurants from Southeast Asia to America to London.
Yeah.
And I think the one that really stands out for me, I mean, I lived in the States for a bit and I went to this one restaurant called 11 Madison Park and it was number one in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think for me, the thing of like being umfana pume eldos and being able to sit in this establishment and paying $1,000 per head. I mean, you do the maths. I cried for two reasons.
Hey!
I cried. That night, I cried. A, it was one of the most magical things I've ever experienced in my life.
Really?
And I remember when we met the chef, Daniel Hammond, I said, holy cow, chef, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I want to do. Mm. And my mates are like, hey, stop crying, man. You're embarrassing us. I said, bro, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Your food wakes up those emotions.
Yeah.
And then the ball came.
Yeah.
It was $1,000 times four. Now you're doing that.
Yeah.
Super
bonus.
Where did your passion for cooking and for food start?
Honestly, my passion, I mean, I was raised by four amazing women, Okokwa, my mom and my two aunties. And I'm the only child. So I think after my mom and my dad had me, they're like, oh, this is going to be a troublemaker.
Yeah.
We're shutting it down. Shut it down. But also being my granny's kitchen assistant, seeing her do my queen's cakes and, you know, all of these. And also with Abantu Betu, there's no recipes. You know what I mean? They just have a feeling.
100%.
They just hoy and you know when it's right. So I'm like, okay, that's not a bad thing, you know. And then it was kind of planted, but also you need to understand that the African culture, you wanting to be a chef, the sad reality is that it's seen as a woman's job.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's the sad thing. And my grandma's very supportive, saying, yo, I'm fine. If things go south, as long as you're going to stick to this and make it a career, go for it, you know. Also, I thought telling girls I'm a chef was a good pickup line.
Which,
you know, let me make your eggs Benedict. Let me make your Hollandaise from scratch. Let me make your Hollandaise from scratch.
Hey, this guy.
But it is so subjective. I mean, Michelin star is one thing, but like when you get four Chinas and you put together $15, you buy yourself an AK and Aldo's, that taste experience is next level.
Absolutely. And I mean, once again, for me, it's like a. You know, I always talk about South African cuisine. People normally say, what is... I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because it's so diverse and so magical. You know, in Italy, it's the pasta and the this. In France, it's the cream. But Lana, from Durban to Aldo's to... everyone just has their own vibe.
100%.
And And as you've said, from Michelin, where you're sitting there with 20 sets of cutlery to eating, as I said, uskopo with the papa and umhluz.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you can't go wrong with that.
MasterChef South Africa is returning to our screens for a sizzling sixth season.
You got it.
And by the way, you listening right now can be a contestant. You don't, am I right? Anyone can answer.
Anyway, no, you can't be a work in a professional kitchen.
Okay.
So don't try to...
So anyone who's not a professional yet,
you
can enter.
100%.
Absolutely. And that's, again, anyone.
And you have to be over the age of 18, of course.
So what's your criteria for those who...
I mean, I think the criteria, to be honest, is for you to shoot a film. No, film. English. That's how we'll finish
A video.
That's a video. A video.
It doesn't have to be a film with sound effects.
You know,
no, special effects.
A film.
But just a video of yourself, of who you are. And then post it and let's see. And if you want, you can show us a plate of food. But
if you want to, it's not even necessary.
It's not necessary.
I could just send you a video. Hi, I'm Darren. I love food. I want to cook for you.
Absolutely. But sell it. Sell it.
I said, I'm Darren. I'm delicious with my food. I want to sell it.
Okay, that sounds maybe like a show for creepy. After hours. Yeah, that sounds like something else. Okay. That sounds like another film.
He's selling something else. Another film.
And where do you send the videos to?
So everything's on MasterChefSA.tv.
Okay.
And then all the terms and conditions are there, and they just go with the flow. Yeah.
Guys, we have proper chefs in KZN. We must have the whole of KZN. You must throw your
Of course.
We want you all in. We want you all there.
Well, let's chat about that. So behind the scenes of MasterChef, right?
Yes.
Have you ever learned something new from a contestant?
100%. I feel every day is a school day. And it's actually such a breath of fresh air where you see these contestants from the first day to the last day. Where they grow with them and you're like, okay. I've actually taken a couple of things from the contestants and I've incorporated them in actual my restaurants and my recipes. So it's you can't be that arrogant thing that I'm not going to learn from so and so. So absolutely, and it is a breath of fresh air seeing these guys teach us as much as we are going through this journey with them.
And just tell us about the entire process of filming and everything. How intense it is and how much work actually goes into it behind the scenes.
I mean, guys, I'll be honest with you, when this is the sixth season, but my second season, and I mean Zola, Nene and Justin Drake, amazing co-hosts. Like, I've learned so much from them. And it's, you know, and they told me that, like, you know, Katlego, you're going to fall in love with these contestants, and I'm like, nah man, get out of town type thing. But then obviously you spend time with these guys because we literally call times like from 6 o'clock in the morning until like 6 o'clock at the end of the day, so you're there for a good 10 to 12 hours.
So that's another thing contestants need to remember. It's long.
Shoot days are long. And it does, because there's so much work goes into this. It's actually mind-blowing because we just see the 45 minutes on the telly, but so much work from like the guys that write the script to the wardrobe team to the it's amazing.
Speaking of, I want to know who washes the dishes.
Oh, that's a very good question.
Well, that is a good question. There's a team.
Okay. There's a team. I need that at my house. There's a team. A team to wash the dishes. And Sky and I have this argument with Darren all the time.
Okay, so I buy every single Sunday.
Yes.
It's a family thing, right?
Yeah.
Like a piece of steak. What's the best way to prepare a piece of steak? Because Okamen Ready here says everything has to be marinated.
I know where this chat is going. Guys, for me, it's like, if you ever, once again, I like you said, lekker piece of, if it's a great piece of meat, why must we be putting things on it?
Yeah.
It tastes better.
But listen, it's, you know, people always say this thing of like, it's like putting a stick on a Bentley type, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, if it's a good piece of meat, let the meat be.
Yeah.
Just salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. I kid you not, guys. And like, a lot of people want to put all sorts of things, but like, even the MasterChef kitchen, I'm like, you'd be amazed what a long way a good pinch of salt and pepper goes. Amazing.
Here we are together.
Yes. Let the meat speak. Now, South Africans, I've never seen so many spices. Spice for rice.
Exactly.
Spice
for
Spice for potatoes.
So great. Yeah.
Spice for broccoli. Yeah. Spice for beetroot.
I have all the spices.
I think opening the cupboard is at my level. Like, imagine getting a steak. It takes us 700 rand, and when you marinate it with vinegar and barbecue.
With barbecue, come on. And that's the thing. That is the only thing you're tasting. I mean, one of the restaurants that I worked at, guys used to, we never served ketchup.
Yeah. Mm.
And we never had chopped chilies. Mm. And I used to say, tell the guests, we have it.
Yeah.
But the chef says no. Because if we cook this, all you're tasting is tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm. That's tomato sauce, I'll cry without it.
No, you have to trust the chef. When I go to a restaurant and I order a steak and they say, how do you like it? I said, like the chef.
Chef's choice. Oh. Beautiful. And that's why we love guests like you.
Okay.
We love guests like
you.
Oh, I've never used the line.
Chef's choice.
You become a VVIP.
No, then halfway through, your Michelin star chef comes out.
Who is that guy? Who is he? How do you like your steak? Chef's choice.
Okay,
chef's
now we know this guy.
Chef's choice. It's a game changer. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.